April 21, 2021 Action Plan Overview QFS2020. https://qfs2020.com/action-plan-overview. Loved One Society Action Plan Overview. Loved One Society. Action plans to assist humanitarians. Dear humanitarians, I call you humanitarians because you have been called to assist the divine in bringing forth the golden age of mankind. You were called and anointed before you were born to be a humanitarian at this time. This pivotal labor we are called to perform is to bring humanity out of the darkness and into the light of a new dawn for mankind. Many of you heart-centered people are awakening to your calling as a humanitarian. As you respond to this awakening, you may be seeking and wanting to find a place where you belong, so you can dive into your humanitarian projects with like-minded people. Most of us are not aware of tools we need and where they can be found. You will find those tools here in our Loved One Society action plans. If this message strikes a chord in your heart, then this is where you belong. If it resonates with you, then you have been led here by the divine. Our platform has been created through divine guidance to prepare you and give you the tools you'll need to accomplish your humanitarian plan. Know where you are, standing tall as a humanitarian, ready to engage in your life-altering experience in service to the divine. There is no greater joy to the divine than when you are in service to your fellow man. So, we have created tools to accomplish this for you. The Loved One action plans that are presented here have been downloaded by divine guidance through servants of the Most High Creator. It is by divine guidance that you are now being presented the tools for your consideration. The Loved One action plans. RSS, CAC, NRLS, S, ICCH will assist you to manage and enhance your humanitarian projects. These action plans will consume a large portion of your humanitarian funds. As you start using the action plans, you will see for yourself that there has been a divine hand in how they work together. The only additional piece required to complete the package plan is you, a humanitarian with a sacred heart. We provide the free vehicle and you get to drive it down the road to your humanitarian destination. There are two phases to one's participation in our action plans. Phase 1, the pre-redemption planning. Phase 2, the post-redemption action. The first and most important thing I would like to state first is that none of your money goes to Loved One Society. All of your money stays with you and your humanitarian projects. This is important to know as you prepare your project planning. Here are the 5 action plans that Loved One created to assist you. The implementing phase starts with the first RSS plan as it forms the foundation for the rest of the plans. You can then choose one or more of the other plans depending on the funds you receive at your appointment and the workload you want to take upon yourself. The Revenue Sharing Solution Internet Platform, RSS. In alignment with the Divine, Loved One Society has created a platform that humanitarians, like yourself, can use to accomplish your service plans. The RSS platform has been specifically designed for humanitarians and the type of work they are to accomplish. When a ZIM holder utilizes the Loved One Society software to implement the action plans, we refer to them as ZIM benefactors. The term benefactor is someone who gives money and/or assistance to a person or a cause. In this case, it is money. As a ZIM benefactor, you will be giving money to people in an organized and effective way that helps the receiver to retain their dignity while receiving their funds. This is not a handout, it's a lift up, financially. The first, and perhaps the most important way to begin, is to implement the RSS action plan. This plan forms the foundation for all of the other plans. This is where you begin. Some humanitarians have decided that they just want to participate in this one RSS plan, until they are ready to implement the other plans. The RSS is a software program that acts as an accounting ledger within the Quantum Financial System, QFS. It functions as a distribution center to download funds into the receiver's account in an organized, automatic way that relieves the humanitarian from doing payroll or money distribution duties. It can be adapted to do many things in support of your projects. The RSS software is designed to produce accounting reports for money management purposes. The platform will be integrated into the quantum computer that houses the new quantum financial system. The RSS platform is designed to download funds into a receiver's account within the QFS. This is the basic function of the RSS platform. Keep in mind, the platform is integrated within the QFS, so enjoy the security and backup that the QFS offers. As an RSS benefactor, your funds will be kept in your RSS master account that is linked to the RSS platform computer. To funds stay there until they are called by you to be distributed according to the RSS program. There are no fees associated with the use of the RSS platform, it is free to us. Absolutely no one, including myself or anyone associated with Loved One Society, makes money off the RSS platform. It is my humanitarian project to use by humanitarians. For more detailed RSS information, click here. Community Assistance Centers Action Plan, CAC. The greatest humanitarian work will be done at the local level in communities. They. Community Assistance Centers. Is the major vehicles and benefactors will use to bring a wide range of programs and services to support of the community. The plan uses an organization of managers called directors. The smallest organized geographical area is a community. This is why the plan is called a community assistance centers. The director will set up an office as the base of operations for his designated community. As a community assistance center, this is the public's visible location. Fourth plan. The duties of a director are many. The location in a city or a rural community will dictate their varied responsibilities. However, the main responsibility of the office is to offer employment contact share, ECS, to service-oriented business that support the community, such as a local restaurant, a health food store, or a mechanic shop. The small service businesses need to stay in business because they support the community. In coordination between the director and the ZIM benefactor are the two people will establish policies to help guide the director in his/her work. The director will work with the business owner to establish contracts for the employees. The business owner is the boss and can pay his employees as wishes. Each community, city, county, and state would have a director, who verses directors down to the community director. Each director can have as many assistants as they need to accomplish their planned activities. As the CAC expands into many directors at different management levels, you as the benefactor will be delegating responsibilities. The main work for you is finding and training new directors to fill the growing needs. Love One Society will provide videos to train directors for each level required in support of the CAC. When the ZIM benefactor wants to begin a CAC, they start with one community director. It builds up from there. The plan can be fully implemented or organized at different levels depending on the ZIM benefactor and the funds they have to work with. Information about the CAC action plan details can be found here. The National Real Estate Listing Service Action Plan. NRLS. The sanctity of one's home must be held inviolable. It stands as the basis of security in the raising of one's family. With an increase in the RSS share download given at the time of closing, the continuous download of substantial uninterrupted income provides the financial security that each family needs and deserves to stay in their family home. This listing service is designed to get people into homes in a way that tips the playing field in favor of the home buyer. The purchase price plus improvements, if any, establishes the resale price less 20%. This gives the new buyer an immediate 20% equity going into the transaction. Improvements include any upgrades and remodeling expenditures needed to bring the home up to the finest of standards and will be added to the resale price. Local licensed contractors could be used for the improvements. It would be wise to offer these workers employment contracts. Each home is to be upgraded with new appliances, floorings, new paint, light fixtures, and security equipment, if wanted or needed. The terms of the home purchase are these. 1. The purchase price plus improvements, if any, establishes the resale price less 20%. This gives the new buyer an immediate 20% equity going into the transaction. Improvements include any upgrades and remodeling expenditures needed to bring the home up to the finest of standards and will be added to the resale price. Local licensed contractors could be used for the improvements. Each home to be upgraded with new appliances, floorings, new paint, light fixtures, and security services, if wanted or not. 2. The down payment required is 5% of purchase price. The service will convey title with a lien in favor of the benefactor for 95% of the sales price. 3. The term of the loan is 15 years. 4. The real estate loan interest rate will be 2%. These funds will be escrowed and used for real estate taxes, if any, and home improvement as needed. At the end of the 15-year term, the escrowed funds will be returned to the home buyer. 5. Each new NRLS buyer shall receive an equivalent increase in their RS per minute share download to cover the monthly loan payment. If the buyer is not already an RSS shareholder, they will receive a new RSS share and become a shareholder. 6. Auto pay monthly payments will be subtracted from the buyer's RS account and paid back into the benefactor's master RSS account. The plan is structured to fit into the normal process of buying and paying for a home. You will see that in reality the benefactor is paying for the home. Once the home is paid off, the per minute download remains the same. This action plan is a good way to get a lot of funds into a community. The NRELS action plan details can be found here. The Economic Stabilization System Action Plan, S. This Economic Stabilization System Action Plan can use up a lot of funds. The basic premise behind this plan is, if we purchase everything that a business can produce and we use the present distribution system, then we can control the price of the item all the way from the product to the consumer. Because we have no profit incentive, we can serve the consumers with a fair price for what they get. Those prices will change very little from year to year. We get to be the buffer between the good years and bad years to stabilize the profitability of all persons involved in the production and distribution of the item. To accomplish this goal, we will establish contracts for the manufacturers in the various sectors of the economy. The real problem is to convince corporate heads to implement this action plan. Large manufacturing corporations would resist this move because once a corporation signs a contract with us, it will change the way that corporation does business forever. Once the corporation accepts our proposal, it would be very costly and perhaps impossible to go back to the way they were doing business before. That is not an impossible dilemma. There is a solution that is a win-win for all concerned. To create credibility in the plan, we would have to offer them a contact performance bond to cover our part of the contract. The dilemma, where does that amount of money come from? If you go for the $500,000 per ZIM redemption rate we are suggesting, on a $100 trillion note, you would get 50 quintillion. If you asked for a structured payout of 10% of the principal every year, paid out quarterly, you would get $1.25 quintillion. BTW, your quarterly payment comes out of the excess funds in the QFS, not from your principal. Click for more info on the structured payout. If you were to put the excess of what you did not use per quarter into an escrow account and set it aside to pay off any claims against your bond, you would have been accumulating a horrendous balance in that account each year. Consuming that amount of a quarterly payout on your humanitarian projects would be very difficult to do for a year or two or maybe three. There is your bond money, and if your structured payments keep coming, which they will, you will never have to withdraw any of that money. It will just sit there, but you will use it as a bond to create credibility in the S action plan. Nothing is wasted. The bond is renewed by us every year for another 10 years. The action plan uses the employment contract shares to pay their labor force. We could even double their salary or hourly rate. It does not matter too, correct? the labor force would still be under the control of their human resource department. Details for this are in the S. document found here. If we can stabilize the profitability of one industry, then we can do it in every industry all over the world. Truth is, if we all go for the high rates, we Zim benefactors collectively have the funds needed to do it all. This plan creates a very stabilized worldwide economic system where no one is left out. It buys inclusive. Our price for the items they produce would be their wholesale price less a 5-year average of labor costs per item. The corporation makes their profits and pays for all the supplies they use to manufacture the item and pays for their overhead and the salaries of upper management. And if the economy grows as fast as it should, we give them zero interest loans to expand their production and we buy all they can produce because there are more retail sales coming. Again, you can find more details in the ES document found here. The International Commodity Clearinghouse's Action Plan, ICCH. This is the mother of all humanitarian plans. It is huge. The plan is to establish clearinghouses all over the world. The houses will be connected together by a large computer net and housed in the quantum computer. Did you know that the quantum computer will be available for our use similar to a cloud application? It is big enough to run the new quantum internet system with satellite nodes that act like the web. It is envisioned that the S Action Plan will support the commodity markets by giving farmers employment contracts and the pre-purchasing all off their produce on a yearly basis. The computer network will keep track of inventories in each clearinghouse. If there is a shortage of a commodities in one area due to a bad growing year, a search of the availability in the system will show where the commodities are located that can be captured and sent to the location where there are shortages. The system will transport the commodity to here it can be used. It will be a worldwide service that is free to use. Reliable people in a particular commodity market can apply for and be granted access to the system. Normal distribution channel can be used for transportation. It is expected that transport-sized anti-gravity machine will be produced that can transport the commodity in minutes anywhere in the world. If your mind can go there, think about a more galactic approach for us to intergalactic commerce. Might that be down the road away? Why not? The action plan for the international commodity clearinghouses can be used for most anything that needs to be stored and shipped, without all the hassle that now exists.